Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everyone, and welcome to the What's Up on the Planet episode of Living Astrology. My guest today is Cornelia Dengel, and together we're going to talk about the energies that are prevalent on the planet right now and the astrological signatures propelling these energies into our human experience. You know, at any given moment we are bombarded and influenced by various energy wavelengths streaming into our planet, X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays, coronal mass ejections of highly energized particles that come from our sun, and even faraway stars and celestial events such as supernovas stream energy toward us here on Earth. The purpose behind what Cornelia and I are going to be doing is to identify the energies that are presenting to us for expression, processing, and clearing, validating them by discovering the astrological patterns at work, and then working with those energies and astrological patterns in ourselves and our clients. In this way, we can align ourselves with the best way to handle the myriad of emotions and feelings and triggers we're likely to see in the world. As part of our show today, we have invited three volunteers to come on and allow us to work with their astrology charts and the energies that they are dealing with that they would like to process and clear. For example, a fear, a block, a limitation that they feel is holding them back. We ask that everybody listening hold an intention for them to safely express themselves and to allow them the space to work through the process and emerge empowered. Some of you listening may even identify with what our volunteers are going through, and as such, you may experience your own healing. Wouldn't that be awesome? So with that, let me bring on my guest host. Cornelia Dengel is a source-guided transformational life empowerment coach specializing in emotional processing, guiding you into self-love and self-acceptance. Cornelia empowers women to step into their own and claim their full power. The work she does with men is offering the space for them to feel their feelings, guiding each to be their own authority. Cornelia sees you at the soul level, your highest expression of self. She holds the space for you to be whom you came here to be. She is a self-love activist, speaker, and internet radio host. She is the founder of the Wholeness Certification Program and facilitates ongoing monthly trainings, a universal community of coaches whom are committed to raising the consciousness of the planet and establishing their own wholeness coaching business, thus offering their gifts and coaching others into self-love and wholeness. Welcome, Cornelia.
Thank you, Janet. Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you doing this fine day?
Very, very well. A really good day. It's a beautiful day out in Washington State, and we have blue sky, and it's been a great day, yes.
It is a beautiful day, unexpectedly so. I wasn't sure we were going to get some sunshine today after all the clouds. So, Cornelia, why don't you start by just giving my listeners an idea about what your work is and how you came about doing this?
Okay. Pretty much it's all been intuitive. 3 years ago I started emotionally processing, and my thing that I say now is that I've processed the entire universe through my body. I've processed every possible fear, emotional core wound, every trigger that you can possibly imagine through my emotional body. And thus, I've developed a processing technique called emotional processing. And it's a self-guided process to empower you to release core wounding, you know, because we all have that emotional core wounding. And it also, what else it does, it gets you in touch with yourself. It empowers you to feel emotions fully and release them. And thus, that process gives you the opportunity to feel your way into wholeness, because most of the time when we're triggered, we have something within us that is suppressed, that hasn't been loved, that hasn't been acknowledged. And a lot of those are core wounding, and there's really only a handful of core wounding. You know, part of it has to do with could be a possible abandonment or betrayal. Not worthy, not good enough is a big one. And then, of course, you know, being a victim, the victim core wound. And so, and these core wounds are attached to beliefs and thus manifest our creations, what it is that we're creating in our life. So that's really what got me started, because I'm also a law of attraction coach and a passion test coach, but I realized that even having those techniques and skills, they still didn't provide me what it is that I needed to manifest abundance in my life. And we need our emotional body cleared in order to be able to manifest what it is that we really desire. So that's what got me started.
That's a lot. So you were talking about emotional processing, and can you elaborate on that a bit? How do you start that process, and then sort of what are the steps that you take to get people through that?
Well, the simple process is just to go to my website. There's an article written there on Emotions 101, so that basically that you can understand what emotions are. And that it's just energy, and you know, and an emotion, like for instance anger or resentment, or it's all just energy. And so then there's also an article there that is called Practical and Simple. It's a processing technique, and people can print that out. It's a self-guided process which allows you to really identify what it is that you're triggered about, what it is that you're upset about, what is causing you the emotional turbulence within yourself that you might be feeling. And mm-hmm. So really, you know, so that you can really get in touch with that inner self. And that's what this process is all about. So because truly is, it's something that you really have to do for yourself, you know, because nobody can really do this part for you. So that's why it's simple, it's easy, and it's free to be able to learn how to process and really take ownership for how you feel. That's the first step in healing it.
And you said this process is available on your website, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you let the listeners know what your website is so they can find it, because I think that would be a really good tool for them to have.
Okay, it's Cornelia Dengel, DENGEL.com, and there's an article called Emotions 101, and right there is also a link that says Practical and Simple, and it's the emotional processing technique. And it's a tool that will get you started to really start investigating what you're feeling about, what you're angry about, what you're upset about, because it matters, because you matter, and your feelings matter. And really getting in touch with your feelings is the first step. And doing this investigative process will really help you do that.
That sounds pretty cool. mm-hmm. Now, you know, today our whole purpose is to tune into the energy of the planet. And I thought, you know, I'm not sure that I've ever even asked you this question, and I've known you for a long time, but how is it that you tune in to the energy of the planet? What's that process like?
Well, it's like I just mentioned a little bit ago. I feel like I process the universe through my body, through, you know, my entire being. So it just feels like I tune into the collective and what the collective energy out there is really feeling or going through, or what the energy is really up, what's up for everybody. And so, you know, the lack of it, you know. So it's usually the opposite of what it is that we really want, because that's when you were talking earlier about the solar flares and the light that's coming in and the energies that are coming in, that is coming in to pushing everything up to the surface. And so that's what's happening to our emotional body. It's pushing, it's really, really irritating that part. And actually for me personally, this month has been one of the best months that I've probably had in the last 3 years even. Because of all the processing that I've done. And so moving into manifesting now, because May is a month for manifesting. Now, that doesn't mean that I still I'm not able to tune into the planet, because that part is still there. You know, I know, like, what a lot of people were experiencing or are experiencing is what was really big this month is addiction.
Mm.
Really, really big. That's really up for a lot of people is the addictions. So wherever you are, you know, feeling addicted to whatever it is that you're addicted to, those are patterns, and those patterns are really coming up right now so that you can really take a look and go and make a choice. Is that something that you want to really continue on, do you want to keep repeating this pattern, or do you want to bust through and claim your power in it? So the addiction piece is big, you know, and addictions, they vary from all over the place, you know, from addiction to food, to drugs, to gambling, to shopping. You know, it's just there's a whole wide range. But again, doing the processing technique, even that allows you to really uncover what it is that's really going on with you. So the addiction piece has...
Cornelia?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. We lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. The other piece that's really been big this month is control and power, lack of it, people really feeling out of control, not really having a clear direction to move in, not really, you know... knowing which way to move forward, and just, you know, doors closing and feeling like they're losing control, feeling like they're not, like they have no power over the situation, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, that's been up. And another big energy is still, I think this is going to be ongoing, is what we value. Really getting us to take a look at what's valuable to us, what it is that we value as in our own personal life, not just, you know, outside, but our own personal values, what's important to us, you know, is it family, is it creativity, is it nurturing, you know, is it... what is your personal value? Is it love? Is it joy? So really to be able to know what those are, because they are directly related to our self-worth. And so that has also been another part where that's really up right now. The energy, not having really a clear direction forward, you know, is really of where we've tried to push before and just really try to push our way forward. And now we're being really asked to surrender and let go and really allow ourselves to just allow for things to fall away, things that are not in alignment with us anymore, that aren't supporting our path moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so really to be, you know, take a step-by-step approach, really, even, and just be in the present moment, because really that's really where it's at. It's being in the present moment, just doing what's in your day, being with your day, getting up, scanning your field, your body, making sure that nothing's off and that you're feeling good, because that's the number one thing that we want to do every day, is to make sure that we're feeling good. And if we're not feeling good, then find out why and clear it and move on, because the energies that are coming in are going to get more and more intense, and it all has to do with love or fear. So and clearing, so that we can manifest what it is that we want in our life. And if you're feeling intensity or scarcity and lack, which is also another piece that's really been up for people this
mm-hmm.
month, is that scarcity and lack, really take a look at where you're focusing your mind and where you're focusing your energies, because that's also another big piece, is where you're placing your focus. So, because we're so powerful that if we focus our energy on scarcity, on lack, that's what we're going to create. And this month has been really, really powerful to bring to the surface everything that's really clear, where, you know, it's kind of like it's either this or that. there is no more gray area. So it's like you're either comfortable or uncomfortable. And if you're uncomfortable, approve of that and be okay with that too, because there is a reason. Because it's really about moving out of, you know, the piece about staying in our comfort zone.
Right,
That's not going to happen anymore. Do you know what I mean by that?
Right. We're being asked to move outside of comfort zone and to, you know, kind of complete our life's purposes or our missions, you know, moving in a specific direction.
Well, and a lot of people, they're always talking about how they want to claim abundance, how they want to be abundant, how this, you know, that they're not working at the job that they really love, they're not in the relationships that they really, so, and if it's not working, then claim what it is that you want and move into that. But first we have to really claim it. You know, instead of being a victim, because we're being presented right now with an extraordinary opportunity in every area of our life to claim our power, you know, because we're releasing that consciousness of lack and limitation, of scarcity and being victims. You know, this is part of the work that I do with women and, you know, really empowering women to step into their power, because our conditioning has conditioned us to not shine our light so bright, not be in our power, not step into what it is that we really want to, what it is that we really want to create, you know. And the work that I do with men is really offering them a space to feel their feelings, because they've had to move into suppressing their feelings because that's what we've been conditioned. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so this is just a really extraordinary time right now for all of us, you know, to support each other and really claim our power. And one of the ways that you can do that right now is ask yourself this question. Am I willing to be the solution here? Am I willing to be the solution to whatever the situation is? You know, that's a really important question, because that right away brings the power to you. Am I willing to be the solution? Because, see, when we're looking outside and going, this isn't working, that's not working, we're blaming, judging, and criticizing. But if we say, am I willing to be the solution, right away it feels lighter. It's like, wow, take a breath. And, you know, right away it's an empowering feeling. Another question that you can ask yourself is, what area of my life do I feel powerless in? Where would I like some illumination to take place?
That's a really good question.
Yeah. You know, where is my opportunity to shine? Where am I not owning my power? You know? So those are all the kind of powerful questions to ask yourself when you're feeling kind of like you're feeling victimized and you're feeling like you're having a pity party kind of thing, you know? So
yeah. Now, these energies that you're talking about, manifesting energies, scarcity versus lack, and then power and control, and questioning, you know, your value and pushing forward versus surrender, are these all energies that are currently in kind of effect on the planet, or are these pushing themselves out even, you know, further into May and into June?
Oh, I think this is just an ongoing thing right now, because I think it's on different levels of awareness. It depends on where you are with your inner work, because the bottom line is that everything outside of us is showing us where we are inside. I know that that's a big statement for people to really swallow or even want to accept, because it really puts the, you know, points the finger back at you, because you're responsible for your life. You're the one that's in charge. You're the one that can change things. Only you can. Only you can change the way that you feel about something. And if you're not feeling good about something, then acknowledge it, release it, and let it go and move on. So I think these are going to be ongoing right now, you know, and things are going to get more and more intense depending on where you are, what work you're willing to do. But we're all, the ones that are awake and that are ready to own and claim their power, that are ready to manifest abundance and prosperity in their lives, the energies are here to support us with that too. The only thing we really need to do is really clear clear, clear, clear. And then use your mind, your higher mind, your higher consciousness to do your positive thinking, because that helps. But without the emotional piece, you can sit here and think positive all day long, but it's not going to change anything if you don't feel good about it.
Right. You know, and I can back this up astrologically, too, because right now there is still the Sun and Venus is actually moved out to Gemini, but the Sun and Mars and Mercury are all sitting in the last few degrees of Taurus. And Taurus is the sign that rules things like manifesting, also the idea of values and self-worth. And so, you know, I think that the last push here, you know, between now and May 20th, when all these planets begin moving off into Gemini, is that to take responsibility for what you're creating. The interesting thing is, before a show, I always pull a card, and it's just started last week where I've actually started sharing what the card is that I pull as a kind of backdrop, if you will, to the things that people are probably experiencing or the things that we want to talk about. And from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue, I pulled the card Ostara, which is fertility. And the little message on the card says, it is the perfect time for you to start new projects, access new ideas, and give birth to new conditions. And so that goes along kind of with what you're saying here with the idea of manifesting what it is you desire in your life and not coming from a place of scarcity or from lack. Now, when it comes to power and control issues, I can see that there's a Pluto component to that, because Pluto rules power. And also partly here, the idea of control being something that Saturn might be triggering as it's transiting through Scorpio, which is the sign of control. And Pluto also has part rulership of Scorpio. So they're sort of working together hand in hand here to basically change our ideas of those kinds of structures in our life. You know, how do we use power, and what are we either trying to control, or what's controlling us? And the last thing that you talked about was pushing forward versus surrender. I find that one kind of fascinating, too, because Neptune in Pisces is about us pushing towards surrendering. And the opposite sign of Pisces is Virgo, so there's a piece of it there that has us pushing forward, as in feeling like we have work to do and that we really want to push into a direction as opposed to just allowing it to happen. So Neptune pushing, going through surrender or through Pisces is helping us to see that the energy of surrender might be the path of least resistance as opposed to pushing. So now I would like to bring on our volunteers. And as I talked about earlier in the show, we have possibly three people for two for sure, and possibly a third one. That have volunteered to go through this processing technique, and sort of in this process they're bearing their souls and kind of opening themselves up to hear what it is that both Cornelia and I have to say. And so in that space of safety and being non-judgmental, we want to bring on our first guest, Willa. Willa, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Willa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Willa. How are you? Hi.
We're doing good. Now, you're also in our part of the world, right? You're here in Skagit County in Washington, right?
I'm in, I'm actually in Lake Stevens area.
Lake Stevens, okay. So a little further south from us.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you on. Yeah. So it's really good to have you here today. And I just wanted to maybe have you state for all of us what it was that prompted you to want to volunteer. What is it that you're working with in your life right now? Or what is it that you would like to clear through from your energy field?
A lot of the stuff that Cornelia. Yes. That she touched on is actually a lot of it's what I'm going through. I'm having some relationship problems. I'm having some not financial, but educational, like, direction I should go. And I, like, my inner self is, like, fighting, like, all these directions, and I can't get level.
Yeah. Well, I can see from your chart what's going on here. And just so that everybody understands the process that we're going through, and you as well, Willa, is that first I am going to help identify some of the things that are going on in your chart that may be acting as triggers or kind of provoking this energy in you. And then I will turn you over to Cornelia, and she will help you process the emotion that's behind this, or, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty of what this means for you and help you get clear of it. So
okay,
the first thing that
good.
Jumps out at me in your chart, I hope you had your chart in front of you, so I'm going to speak as if you do have it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that jumped out to me in your chart was this idea of the Black Moon Lilith. And really, in astrology, and I've had Laura Walker on my show a couple of times where she talks about this piece in particular, and the fact that it is our shadow self that's kind of in the background stopping us from moving forward or calling to our attention places where we might be stuck. And for mm-hmm. you, it was interesting to hear that you were also having some relationship issues, because Libra is the sign that holds your Black Moon Lilith. And, of course, Libra in astrology is the ruler of relationship. So the Black Moon in Libra is the shadow of perfection, and it tends to provoke a fear of being lonely or being isolated in some way. And so in this, you judge yourself pretty harshly. And, almost like your personal flaws stand out stronger to you than your strengths. And in that, sometimes, you know, depending on you as an individual and how, you know, much of evolution you've gone on through in your life, you will kind of project that out onto others even, and possibly, you know, be critical of others or critical of how things appear. So the goal here, in this case, then, is for you to not have to be perfect, to be comfortable being alone, and to be able to see the gray, not just black and white, right? Because very rarely are things just black and white. And then especially not to be so harshly judgmental of yourself. Now, where this occurs in your chart is in the 10th house of career and profession, but also the house that where we claim our authority, right? Your power and authority here. And that is an area of your life where the shadow probably shows up. And lucky you, you just happen to be born at a time where Pluto and Uranus, two very powerful planets, were very close together, and Lilith sort of sandwiched herself in between the two. So this is a very powerful thing going on in your chart throughout your whole life. And at the opposite end of your Lilith, in the fourth house of family and home and a solid foundation, is Eris and Chiron in a very tight conjunction. And, you know, I actually had to look this up and find out, well, what the heck was going on here? Because that particular planet, Eris, wasn't even discovered until 2005. So what really, if you start looking backwards in time and the people like you who came to the planet with these two in conjunction, you were sort of harboring a spirit or an energy that hadn't yet found its voice. And guess what that particular voice was? It was the idea, the rise of the feminine and the rise of the goddess energy, if you will. And those years, 1971 through 1973 and 74, there was a whole host of women who began taking center stage. As the feminine energy was rising, there was a much more discordant voice coming from women than what we'd ever heard before. And when I say discordant, I mean that they were bucking against the status quo, right? So so you came to the planet with this imbued energy, meaning you were sort of embodying this energy of the rising feminine. And in that, the sign that these two, Chiron and Eris, are in is Aries. There's a very adventurous or pioneering kind of energy that comes into play here. So you're sort of pushing the limits. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, you know, how was your relationship with your mother and, you know, your family life? Was your mother rather traditional and then you come out, you know, being rather non-traditional or vice versa? Tell me about that.
My mom, when I was growing up, was very traditional. She was, you know, the good little church-going person. But now, ironically enough, and I was probably went along with her because I didn't want to rock the boat. I never have wanted to rock the boat. But now she is very, very like, no, this is what I believe. This is what I don't care if you like me. I don't, you know, not in a bad, mean way, but like stands up for herself in a very liberal, I am female, hear me roar kind of way, I guess. And
I am woman,
and I tend to go that way, but I'm kind of more nervous to go that way because I don't want to be so outspoken as her.
I think she's really sort of the projection that you have of what that energy signature is that you're carrying, because it is very revolutionary. And just to, you know, throw some wood on the fire here, the planet Uranus is transiting this part of your chart. And Uranus is a planet that brings inspiration, and it tries to release us from chains or from any kind of thing that we've used to keep us down. And so you have this energy that's been harnessed in you, and Uranus is setting it free. And so now this is not exact yet, because Uranus today sits at 11 degrees of Aries, and your Eris and Chiron sit at 13 degrees. So they're very close, 2 degrees from each other. So this is a process that's coming up. So you are really acting out of a need to free yourself, to clear yourself, right?
Yeah, and I feel that.
And this is ongoing for you. This won't, like, be gone tomorrow. This is probably going to be, you know, the next couple of years as, you know, planet Uranus is way out there and moves slowly. And it will trigger both a wound and will also trigger healing. So this is going to be an interesting time. So I think this is key today that you, you know, chose to reach out and volunteer for something like this. For one thing, to discover the wound, you know, the fear, or the fear, the idea of being alone or isolated and judging yourself harshly. And on the other hand, allowing yourself to see the truth of who you really are and to move forward fearlessly and freely. And Cornelia, I want to bring you in now because I think, you know, that I think we have enough background information that you can start to work with her in processing some of the things that she's going through. And then if you need any other information from me on the chart, I'll stand by and ready to help.
Awesome. Well, the first thing that I got is, as soon as you started talking, is that What's holding you back from claiming yourself and speaking your truth?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever... I always use the excuse of, I don't know who I am. So, to be honest, I don't know what... Maybe I don't know how to go forward to claim it. Maybe also the fear of the change that I will be, you know... Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Do you have a fear of failure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because that's the other thing I got, and, you know, is really the perfectionism piece. You know, whenever we try to make something perfect, it's always a fear behind that perfectionism. What is that? The really important thing that I see here is something is keeping you small. Something, that's your shadow. That's the shadow part that Janet was talking about. And so the part for you to really go into and really give yourself permission to claim yourself and claim your power and be that leader, that empowered woman that you came here to be, that pioneer. And when you said that you don't know yourself, doing processing, emotional processing, or just any type of processing, any type of journaling, doing your inner work is going to help you do that, because this core wound is directly related to being a victim. And that's what I was talking about earlier in the show, you know, where women, you know, the roles of women, we've always had to stay small and not shine too bright out of fear that, you know, we're not going to be accepted or wanted. So what I would like to ask you is, can you love and accept yourself right now?
Yes. Yes, I can. I do love myself. And I'm learning to accept myself a lot more. I guess I'm going through the process right now, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. Like, I'm
yeah.
learning to accept my flaws and that I'm not perfect and that I'm trying to release, you were talking about the core wound, and I know exactly
mm-hmm.
what it is and why it holds me back.
What is it?
When I was in school, starting out in school and stuff, I had a hard time reading and stuff, and which doesn't sound like a big deal except for way back in the 80s. The teachers weren't very nice to me about it and would, like, say a lot of things in front of the other students and also call me stupid and that I couldn't get it, you know. And so I take those directly to the heart. It's not just words that I can just erase. So I'm trying my hardest to get that out. And then I think every relationship I've had since then with people, or not with people, but with, like, my ex and stuff, they've interpreted that into our relationship too. So for many, 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 many years, I've just always have thought I couldn't do anything but this.
Right. And so, you know, the piece about how you said that, you know, you were being called stupid or whatever, and so that, you know, that is hurtful, right? That's really hurtful
mm-hmm.
to be called that, and especially when you're a kid, or, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's a hurtful thing. But let's view this from another point, because, see, we can go in and sit down and process the feeling and really process the feeling that this is making me feel stupid, this is really hurtful, and what is this about for me? What does this bring up for me? And really diving into that. And then looking at it from another point, because how can I find my power in this? And that is, I'm not stupid. I know I'm not
mm-hmm.
stupid because I'm so intelligent. I'm claiming my intelligence. I know that. And then moving into a powerful place about it, because your piece is to be a pioneering woman, to be out there in a leadership role, because your shadow is the opposite. So you want to claim the opposite of that, but you have to do the work. And the only way you're going to do the work is by getting to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the process. And, but, you know, really look at the language that you're using, because, you know, learn how to process your fears. There's, you know, there's so many tools and techniques, you know, that fears are not real. They're just an illusion, and we walk around and we buy into them. I have a fear of this. I can't do something. That's not
mm-hmm.
the truth. Right? And so
right.
empower yourself and find tools and techniques that you can use to be that pioneering woman that you are.
Okay.
The pioneering woman that wants to come out of you. Because, see, you're recreating that pattern over and over again from
mm-hmm.
the time that you were in school through your relationships. Right?
Right.
And
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Yeah, the last couple of months have been just turmoil inside. Like, I'm knowing that, and so I've been trying to figure out how to, what you're talking about, process and use tools and stuff to get myself out of that, because something has to change, and it has to change within me.
Good, and so that sounds like you're ready. It really sounds
yeah.
like you're ready, because you said the last couple of months you're trying to figure out how. Now you're on this call. So
right.
really start taking a look and pat yourself on the back for taking action. Because you're changing it. You're busting through. Because you're saying, I'm done with this. This isn't working for
yeah.
me anymore. I'm tired of being a victim. And the other thing I'd like to hear you say is I want everybody to hear you say this. I claim my power.
I claim my power. I'm not going to let go of it.
I claim You know, because you have to claim it. You have to really be willing to claim it from inside your solar plexus, from your emotional power center, that you claim your power, that you're ready to be full on now, that you're going to learn how to do it.
No, I do want to learn how to do it. I do want to claim my power. I want to move forward. I can't stay this. I can't stay in the same spot anymore. I got to move forward. I got to claim my power, and I'm ready to do it.
Awesome.
Good.
So one other thing I'd like to offer too is, instead of saying, I'm afraid of change, change the word by saying, I embrace the change. Because guess what? Change is all that's happening. There's nothing else. The change is constant. It's
mm-hmm.
constant. So if you can just embrace the change, and you know, because all that stuff that hasn't been working for you, actually mm-hmm. resist nothing. Resist nothing. Bring it on. Because you're building a better life for yourself. And whatever isn't in alignment with the new you that you are going to be, or that you are becoming, is going to fall away. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome, if I might interject here, because your actual destiny kind of sits you in the sign of Aquarius, which is the sign of power, right? There's a lot of power to be had with that kind of a destiny. But the other thing that I didn't mention, but, you know, maybe this will give you impetus to work through all of this stuff, is the fact that you have Lilith in an opposition to Eris, and everything that we know so far about that kind of configuration speaks to an important role you're here to play. So there's something key that you intended to do by coming into the planet at that point in time, that only kicks in, and the way is shown when the shadow is made peace with. So that might give you some, you know, impetus to work through all of this. And this is perfect, because Saturn is getting ready to move through your 12th house, and that starting in July, you'll start to see the effects of that, which is a sort of call to you to live from your core. And remember, yesterday you and I were sort of Facebooking a little bit about the idea here that you have real prophetic powers, real intuitive gifts that are meant to be shared with the world, some real feminine intuition. And so that, I'll just leave you with that to think about in terms of what that might mean for you as you start this process of claiming your power.
Right, because I want to say that, you know, none of that will come to pass if you don't start owning your power. And start claiming it, clearing. It's really a big important piece for you, and so you can do it.
Yeah.
I am.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for, you know, daring to come on here and do this with us. And, you know, be sure to let us know how you're doing. We love hearing back, you know, from people that keep us kind of updated on what's been going on for them after the process.
Mm-hmm.
And are you complete? Do you feel like there's anything else you need to put in here?
No, for me, no. It sounds great. I mean,
okay.
It makes a lot of sense. So it helps out a lot for someone to say what I think I kind of felt. I needed
good.
To do, but it was good to hear and, you know, be able to visual and see it to be able
validation.
To move on. So.
It's always about
the validation.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, Willow,
yeah.
Will you take care? And we look forward to big things from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Willa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So now I'm going to bring on Greg, and Greg is having some issues as well as Willa with the 10th house, which I find interesting, claiming power in the house of authority. Greg, are you out there?
I am.
Hi
Thank
there.
You
How
for
are
having
you doing
me.
Today? Oh,
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
We have a great set of guides apparently with us to help go through this process with you now.
Wonderful. Thank
yeah.
you.
So looking at your chart, you know, certain things jump out at me at various times, and today what really jumped out at me is the two big things. One, Saturn has now crossed your ascendant, meaning your rising sign. Whenever Saturn crosses the ascendant, whenever any planet really does, it starts to bring into focus various characteristics that that planet engenders in terms of you personally. And so Saturn is all about focus, you know, doing the work and organizing yourself around goals and plans. And now that it is crossing your ascendant, that's sort of getting into you personally. Maybe you're feeling, or you will feel shortly, more likely to sit down and write out a plan or to really organize your time around a plan. And if you're not able to do that during this next time period, and I'm talking probably the next, you know, year and a half or so, then you're probably going to feel frustration inside because Saturn sort of demands you to take the time to do the work.
Actually, the door seemed to open about 3 days ago. I started writing finally.
Yes, good for you.
I'm so grateful.
And that's kind of the thing, right? When you sit down and you take yourself into a discipline mode, then Saturn will really support you and help you stay focused. But at the other hand, if you don't take that time and become, you know, disciplined in that way, then it can create, you know, some issues in your life. Now, the second thing that is really important for you at this point is that of your shadow self. Your Lilith, Black Moon Lilith, is in Leo. And in Leo, she presents us with a sort of challenge of change, a sort of fear of change. And the theme overriding this is the shadow of order. And in this case, that kind of works hand in hand here with you trying to do something of your with your life to set forward something that takes discipline and time, because it's possible that in the past that shadow has not allowed for you to make the necessary changes that would align you with that goal. So now you have this sort of at your fingertips, right? The power of this shadow, and to be able to see how it has stopped you in the past. The other thing I had to bring up for you is that your shadow is actually sitting at 29 degrees Leo, like 29 degrees, 29 minutes. So we're one half of a degree from Virgo. So I thought I would throw out what the Virgo fear is as well, just in case, you know, you're pulling energy from that. And the Virgo shadow is the fear of failure. Right, the whole shadow is of the ability and whether or not that you have abilities. And in the 10th house, it's all about you in your career path or your chosen field of endeavor. Can you gain respect and reputation in doing that by claiming your authority? And at the opposite end, if you just follow diagonally straight across, is the planet Chiron. And Chiron and Lilith in an opposition like that tend to really make you look at the way things have wounded you, probably from your childhood on up into this your adulthood right now. And one other thing of interest before I turn you over to Cornelia for processing here is that you actually have Eris, sort of the goddess of discord, across from Venus in your chart. And I'm going to show you Danica Patrick. Do you know who she is? A race car driver? NASCAR? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She has her Eris across from Mars. Mars represents the male masculine energy, and Eris is discord. So we have a woman in a very non-traditional or a very male-dominated world. And by a contrast, in your case, Eris, goddess of discord, is across from Venus. So you are a male energy with a lot of abilities and skills that are more identified with the feminine energy, so nurturing energies or the idea of taking care of or caretaking and being intuitive and listening to your intuition and guidance. And I think it's probably harder for you as a man to engender those feminine qualities than it might be for a Danica Patrick to engender the male qualities. So I'm just throwing that out there to you in case that's something that you want to look at in proceeding forward here. And I know I'm going to go ahead and turn you over to Cornelia, because we're only about 12 minutes from the end of the show. So I'm going to let you explain to her what it was you wanted to clear, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Hi,
Thank
Greg.
Thank you so much. Hi, Cornelia.
How are you? Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I actually was really enjoying listening to the show and working on things as you worked with Willa, since a lot of things seem somewhat similar.
Yeah.
So I went through and saw the things that I really do want to focus on, which is my health and on having more joy, just doing more fun things, and abundance, prosperity. I've had a lot of success in the past, and then I had many epiphanies and was told that I was supposed to complete a huge project of restructuring the way things work here in the world to simplify things, and I've been working on it for about over 9 years. It seems to be coming to fruition now, and where I'm finally right.
Greg?
Oh, did we lose him?
Hello,
there,
hello.
Greg. Hi.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you
hear
me now? Can you
hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Okay, I can hear you too.
So, Greg, I have a question for you. Before the show, I kind of sat and tuned in with everyone and just looked at their energies and what I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as processing, so to kind of get you started to empower yourself, because I don't process for you. You do the processing. I just facilitate, hold the space. But one question that I have for you, and you mentioned your health. So what is going on? What is going on with your health?
Oh, I guess I wasn't focusing on myself, and I guess that came clear as you talked about what values were and which ones that I needed to add. And I went through, made a list of my values, and then which ones I wanted to add. And my health is one I hadn't focused on.
Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, Greg, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, so my question for you was, what is your sabotaging pattern that you've got going on? And so this is not something that you have to answer to me, okay?
Yeah.
This is just an inner question, because really there's a pattern going on. What is the sabotaging pattern? It's also the same thing that is stopping you from shining your light really bright. That's directly linked. Because you're really close. It's just you've got this sabotaging pattern that has been there all your life, and it's up.
Thank you.
And it's directly related to this. Self-love.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Directly related to that's where you're going to find your joy. That's where you're going to find your passion. That's what you're going to where you're going to find everything. It's directly related to that. So when we get done, sit down and look at what's your sabotaging pattern. Ask your higher self. Ask yourself to show you what that is, and then look at what your deep dark secret is that you don't want to tell the world. What is that? And really bring that out into your consciousness, because that seems to be underneath the surface. The other thing is what's stopping you, right? Because it's that pattern that's stopping you, because you are ready to go. It's just you've got that energy in the way that has taken up so much space. And again, it has to do with your health. It has to do with love for self, and it has to do with nurturing. Because nurturing you, your health, your body, your love, the love for self, has everything to do. When you get this,
mm-hmm.
it's all going to flip, okay? The other thing that I got is embrace the chaos.
Definitely.
embrace the chaos, because it's chaos right now, and really don't worry too much about the order piece, because that we want order, but you just only have today. And today, the only thing that's most important that you do is love yourself.
Well, thank you.
And one more thing. The fear of failure piece really define what is failure to you, because failure is only failure if you don't try something, if you don't do something. And claiming that you have a fear of failure, or even being identified with a fear of failure, is pointless, because it's just, again, it's nothing. Fear of failure is really only not trying something. We can try something, and then if it doesn't work out, we try again.
Yeah, I haven't ever really felt like I was too attached to a fear of failure. I just keep going. I always said, as long as I keep moving, I'll be okay.
Yeah. So is this resonating with you?
The health one, I know I need to focus on myself more. I'm going to go play golf when we're done here in this beautiful blue day.
Yeah.
That'll be a positive thing. And I started
so the health
order.
Piece is you're suppressing emotions in your body.
Suppressing them in my body?
Suppressing emotions in your body. There's things that you're suppressing that you're not acknowledging. Feelings that you're depositing into your body that are not being acknowledged.
Mm. Well, thank you. I'll have to definitely go through that. I'm kind of feeling it as you say it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that has to be your number one goal without abandon. You have to come first now. Because without your body healthy, all that 10th house stuff that Janet was talking about.
Yeah.
Right? So really look at the sabotaging pattern, and really basically all you have to do is say, I'm ready for the pattern to be done.
I
got my soul lesson here.
Done.
There you go. You know, because it was a lesson that was presented over and over and over again. These patterns are so habitual, and we do them and do them and do them until we're done. And then when you're ready to be done, it's going to be done. All you have to do is claim it. Your word is law.
I'm done. I'm ready. I'm moving forward. Taking care of myself and fully in my power. Thank
right.
you.
Yay. Awesome. And just a little piece of encouragement, you know, for you right now is that the planet Uranus, the one that I spoke to Willa about that has an energy of freeing you from old chains that have been bound or that you've been bound by, is moving through your house of creativity, the fifth house. And also by the fifth house, stimulating what a higher vision is that you might hold for yourself, a bigger dream of something that you may want to accomplish. And so right now that energy is very strong and is allowing you to move the path forward if that is something that you will undertake in a conscious way. So I say just break free and break through and, you know, run wild and get through to a point where you are wholly living the way that you want to be living.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for coming on the show today and for sharing with us what's going on in your life. And Cornelia, I want to thank you too, because, you know, this is such passionate work for you, and it so shows when you're working with people, you know, that you have this passion and this willingness to help people get to their emotional wholeness, or I think you have that certification program coming up that you call wholeness, don't you? The wholeness certification program, and
yeah.
It really speaks to what it is that you're trying to accomplish for everybody, or you know, allowing them to accomplish for themselves, I should say.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for coming on.
I just want to say one thing. You know, we're all already whole. We're just claiming those parts of ourselves that haven't been felt, that haven't been acknowledged, back into wholeness, because we're already whole. We're already there. We're just feeling and claiming and owning. So thank you
Absolutely.
For having me on. I look forward to being back.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And in our last few seconds here, let me remind everybody that next week We will be hosting the, let me see, who is next week? We are going to be doing the show that, where the tarot card reader that before we got cut off. And so we'll be finishing that up next week. And I'm looking forward to everybody having a stellar week. Thank you and bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.